WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
In the minutes ahead, we begin this morning with First Weather. You've been a busy guy, Dan Zarrow, lately, and we've got what on the way? Two more?
Yeah, two storms we're watching for the end of the week. First one is going to be Thursday night into Friday. The other one, more impactful one, Saturday night into Sunday. Each one of them could bring a little bit of wintry weather to New Jersey. So let's soak in the quiet weather while we get to enjoy it. It is very cold out there this morning, especially places that still have a bit of snow on the ground. Southwestern New Jersey in the single digits, most of the state in the teens. Morning sunshine giving way to clouds this afternoon. It'll be seasonably cool with highs around 40 degrees. Just a few clouds around tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. Sun and clouds tomorrow, lower 40s. Not too bad. An isolated late day snow shower is possible. And then we cool down on Thursday, mid 30s with increasing clouds. Our next storm system arrives Thursday evening with a chance for snow changing over to rain by Friday. There could be a little bit of accumulation west of the turnpike. Friday morning's commute is the one we're going to have to watch. It could be a little wintry. It could just be wet. Mount Holly, 19. Pompton Lakes, 19. And Sayreville is 18.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. We're going to have the latest on the government shutdown and Monday's active shooter situation in South Jersey in a minute. But first, an alert for parents this morning to check your kids' cell phones. Prosecutors in Hunterdon County reaching out to parents, warning in a letter about a shocking and disturbing video that students have been sharing all over the Garden State.
According to Hunterdon County Prosecutor Anthony Kearns, the video features an illegal act of bestiality. He says parents should talk to their kids and tell them not to watch it.
And in no circumstances should they forward the material, because the same could subject them, ultimately, a second-degree charge of child pornography distribution.
He adds rumors have been flying. The video features a local high school student, but authorities do not believe that's the case. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A student at Red Bank Regional High School has been charged with creating a false public alarm after posting a gun photo to social media and the warning, "Stay tuned." Police found and spoke to the student just hours after the post went up. The gun turned out to be an airsoft, but it looked real. They decided there was no real threat, the student released to the parents. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Temperatures are starting out again very cold, well below freezing. Teens and 20s. Watch out for some slippery spots this morning. We may have seen a refreeze overnight, some black ice. We'll see some sunshine this morning. Afternoon clouds, quiet, seasonably cool. Our high temperatures again topping out around 40. And yes, we are watching two potential winter storms approach the Garden State. First one could arrive on Thursday. Dan will have the latest on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. Garden State residents and lawmakers brace for tax hikes from the Murphy administration and the latest on the government shutdown. In 2 minutes, you're listening to New Jersey's First News.
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
Dennis and Judy.
Was having an MRI done. I was listening to you guys while I was in the machine.
Oh, that's cool. That is so cool. I know how uncomfortable that can be. Not being in the MRI, listening to our show for any prolonged period of time.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Temperatures are in the teens and 20s. 40 will do it for the high again today, even though we'll see some sunshine around this morning. But clouds will start to build, and we are keeping a very close eye now on two winter storms that are approaching the Garden State, including the first one that will arrive some point on Thursday. President Trump says resolving the partial government shutdown is so simple that declaring a national emergency shouldn't be necessary, and he's not looking to do so. Well, the president edged away from the idea of going around Congress to fund his border wall. He also declared he would never back down from pursuing that wall. Democratic lawmakers also gave no indication they were backing off their opposition to funding the wall as the government shutdown continues. A gunman who burst into a UPS warehouse in South Jersey is dead after a standoff with police. It was a terrifying situation for employees that could have been much worse if not for quick action by the SWAT team. Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning with the latest. Patrick?
Eric, Gloucester County Prosecutor Charles Fury says 39-year-old William Owens showed up and took two female hostages at gunpoint, one of whom he knew. A friend of that woman identified Owens as the woman's ex. Fury says when Owens refused to surrender, he was shot. The women survived unharmed.
Both of the hostages have also been taken from the scene. Apparently, there's no serious injuries to either one of the hostages.
Owen's refusal to surrender apparently came after he and the hostages had left the UPS building in Logan Township, at which point he was still armed, then was hit. Fury did not say if Owen's returned fire when officers discharged their weapons. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. A petition opposing licenses for illegals in New Jersey has gotten more than 16,000 signatures in less than a week, and it's still growing. Lawmakers and Governor Murphy are dismissing the online campaign. They still plan to approve licensing illegals in the weeks ahead. What do you think of Murphy's first year as governor? Some believe he's doing such a horrible job, they have filed a formal petition to have him removed from office.
Terry Beck, one of the organizers of the petition, says Murphy's support of higher taxes and illegal immigrants is distressing.
If New Jersey continues to load the odds of Murphy's plan, all that's going to happen is going to be lawsuits, lawsuits, lawsuits.
She adds it won't be easy to collect almost 1.5 million signatures, which is what is needed to have the recall question placed on the ballot, but it can be done.
If you do it right, you take the petition wherever you go and whoever you interact with, it's amazing how people will just say, don't even explain, I'll just sign.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy delivers his first State of the State speech this afternoon. He and fellow Democrats who control the legislature are coming under increased criticism from progressive groups who say not enough is being done to address their priorities.
The Reverend Charles Boyer of the group Salvation and Social Justice says the good of the people shouldn't take a second seat to political infighting.
New Jersey believes itself to be a shining light of progressive principles and forward thinking. Yet, in a government monopolized by one party, we find ourselves virtually at a standstill.
At a rally Monday, groups complained about inaction on marijuana legalization, racial justice, a $15 minimum wage, driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants, voting rights, and the environment. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:10. While Governor Murphy will broadbrush his vision for New Jersey this afternoon, the more important speech will come in a few weeks when he lays out his budget plan. Murphy is first going to have to deal with a growing fiscal crisis as his treasurer reports tax collections are lagging way behind their estimates. The state will need another $680 million before July 1st to bring the current budget into balance. Liquidation sales are expected in the weeks ahead at all Gymboree stores. There are 20 in New Jersey, 900 nationwide. It comes after the kids' clothing retailer was forced into a second bankruptcy in less than 2 years. The synthetic opioid fentanyl, much stronger than heroin, easily plays a role in at least half of the drug overdose deaths in New Jersey. In an effort to limit the casualty count, agencies throughout the Garden State are distributing a unique tool to frequent drug users.
All seven syringe access programs in New Jersey have state funding for fentanyl strips.
And we encourage people to use the test strips to test their drugs to make sure that if there is fentanyl in their drugs that they are not using as much or using with a friend so that somebody, you know, so that they can avoid an overdose.
Georgette Watson with South Jersey AIDS Alliance says distribution of the strips also comes with a conversation about the dangers of fentanyl. The Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey says while there is no safe way to use heroin, if this tool can save lives, it's crucial. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Wintery weather on the way for the Garden State. Dan will have an extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey, 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So it's a cold start, Dan, but already our attention a few days ahead.
That's right. Two storm systems that we're watching, both of them complicated because neither one of them are going to feature just snow or just rain. It's going to be a tricky transition. So nailing the timing of that transition is obviously important so we can plan our agenda later this week, but also so that we can figure out how much is going to end up on the ground here. Right now, it is quiet, although very cold and frosty out there this morning. Watch out for slippery spots. Anything that melted yesterday has almost certainly refrozen overnight. Temperatures mostly in the teens. Sunshine to start. Clouds build in this afternoon. It'll be seasonably cool with high temperatures around 40 degrees. A few clouds overhead tonight. It'll be cold again, lower to mid-20s. And one more decent day tomorrow. Sun and clouds, highs in the lower 40s. There could be an isolated late-day snow shower around. Probably nothing more than a flurry, really. Thursday, we're cooling down again, mid-30s. Increasing clouds and quiet during the day. Here comes the first storm system with a chance for snow developing Thursday evening. Now, through the overnight hours, we will see a transition from snow to rain. My concern here is Friday morning's commute, which is either going to be wintry or wet. I'm thinking 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulation west of the New Jersey Turnpike by Friday. It'll be slushy. And again, I think everybody goes to rain at some point, so that'll help to wash some of that away. The other storm system, Saturday night into Sunday, more impactful, stronger, but lots of question marks. Again, snow accumulations will be on the table. We'll keep you posted. New Jersey First News time is 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, an active shooter crisis at a UPS warehouse in South Jersey ends with a gunman dead and hostages safe. A warning for parents to check their kids' phones. A disturbing sexual video is being shared across New Jersey. In sports, big offensive nights for the Devils and Flyers, both winners. Nets hold on to be the Celtics. Former Yankee pitcher Mel Stottemeyer, later a pitching coach for the Yanks and Mets, dead at the age of 77. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
Jersey Radio.
That's why I love you, because you always have common sense.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. It is cold. It is frosty out there. Watch out for slippery spots and black ice from melted snow that refroze overnight. Golden sunshine this morning. Clouds this afternoon. It's going to feel like a pretty typical January day. Look for high temperatures around 40 degrees this afternoon. New Jersey First News time is still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:21 on a Tuesday morning in the Great Garden State. It's State of the State Day. Governor Murphy will give his vision for New Jersey in the year ahead. Coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon, we have a preview at NJ1015.com, and we'll have full coverage on air and online throughout the day today. Temperatures are starting out in the teens and 20s. 40 will do it for the high today. We'll see some sunshine for this morning, but clouds will come in later today. And Dan keeping an eye on two wintry storm systems, the first of which could arrive on Thursday. President Trump's attorney general nominee will have to navigate his confirmation hearing skillfully today. William Barr will need to emphasize he supports Trump's policies while assuring Democrats he'll act independently and won't interfere with the special counsel's Russia investigation. The 68-year-old will face questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee about his relationship with Trump, his views on executive powers, and whether he can fairly oversee the Russia probe. Even with one of the toughest anti-bullying laws in the nation, gay, bisexual, and transgender students in New Jersey's middle and high schools still experience harassment or bullying between the first and final bell, according to a new survey this morning.
79% of Jersey's LGBTQ students say they regularly hear homophobic remarks in school. 8 to 9% of these students were physically assaulted for their sexual orientation or gender.
Really, what this report shows is a lack of change in school climate.
Ashley Chiapano with Garden State Equality says these stats will never let up if students don't feel comfortable being 100% themselves. Assemblywoman Valerie Venere Huddle says while we perform better than other states, she's disappointed by the New Jersey findings.
I feel that more needs to be done, unfortunately.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:23. Gas prices in New Jersey are averaging about $2.33 a gallon right now. That's down from $2.36 last week. But Tracy Noble with AAA says prices may start to swing higher because of higher crude oil prices.
The price of crude oil typically makes up about 3/4 of the price at the pump.
Crude prices now above $50 a barrel. And when we pass that benchmark, gas prices usually also start to swing higher. There is a legal opinion out from the U.S. Justice Department that could threaten the viability of online gambling if it crosses state lines. The legal opinion says federal law still prohibits any form of gambling that crosses state lines, not just sports betting. It comes from a federal law that was enacted in 1961 targeting the mob and its gambling activities. Experts say the new legal opinion will likely be challenged in court. Bookmaker William Hill has settled its lawsuit alleging rival FanDuel copied its How to Bet guide virtually word for word. William Hill won't say how they're being paid, but they'll funnel some of that money to creative writing programs at New Jersey universities. William Hill produced its guide in June when it began offering sports betting at Monmouth Park Racetrack. They claim FanDuel circulated a virtually identical guide when they started at Meadowlands Racetrack a month later. If you have debt, and you don't know when or if you'll ever be able to pay it off, you're part of the 65% of Americans who believe that, according to creditcards.com.
25% also expect to die in debt, says analyst Ted Rossman, but 35% with debt believe they'll conquer it at some point.
The most common debt that we identified was mortgage debt, held by a little over half of the population. Credit card debt was close behind, and credit card debt carries really high interest rates.
The average credit card rate is 17.4%, the highest ever seen.
The average household with credit card debt owes $5,700. And if you only made the minimum payments on that debt, you'd be in debt for almost 20 years.
A balance transfer card would help knock out debt. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Government figures show the Environmental Protection Agency has hit a 30-year low in the number of pollution cases referred for criminal prosecution. The Justice Department data shows that federal prosecution was down to 166 cases under the Trump administration, down from 228 in 2016. Temperatures this morning are in the teens and 20s. 40 will do it for the high, and wintry weather could be on the way. We'll have full details of the forecast with meteorologist Dan Zarrow coming up on the half hour. Also coming up on the half hour, the latest on the government shutdown and why you need to check your kids' cell phones this morning. Business news is next.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
Hi, I'm on New Jersey's First News, 528, as we update business news this morning. Asian markets bouncing back from slight early losses after senior economic officials said Beijing will cut taxes and keep monetary policy flexible. The Dow lost again, 23,909 is where trading will begin. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, news directors Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, and Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.